Recording in progress.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's June 12th, 2025, 9 o'clock a.m. at Phil Albrecht's hearing examiner for Kitsap County. This morning, we have a hearing on a conditional use permit application for an accessory dwelling unit from the Lindberries. This is file number 24-00348. Looks like Ms. Lewis is with us today, right? She's the author of the staff report for us and the project lead. The hearing format today is Ms. Lewis will give us an overview of the project. When she's done, we'll move on to applicant comments if they want, not required, but if they want to add anything, they'll have a chance. Then public comments, and then we go back to Ms. Lewis to answer questions, and the applicant gets final word, and I get a couple weeks to write up a final decision. By state law, we're only allowed to consider evidence put in the record today. I'm not allowed to talk to staff or anybody else about the project. All the information that I receive is the information that's put in the record today, and that would be so far composed of Ms. Lewis's staff report. I'm going to share my screen real quick here to show what those exhibits are. Let's see, there we go. Yep, so you should, at this point, you should see the, let's see, this is page 5 of Ms. Lewis's staff. I think it's, hold on a second here. Yeah. Page 5 of Ms. Lewis's staff report, she identifies the documents used to evaluate the proposal that should be part of the record. We have a total of 19 documents. We also have a geotechnical report that was just submitted yesterday. We'll make that exhibit 20 to deal with the geotechnical aspects of the project site. But application materials are composed of the documents used to evaluate whether an environmental impact statement is necessary. That's exhibit 5, the CEPA checklist. No EIS is required. Water availability, make sure we've got water there, storm pollution prevention plan for stormwater. Health district looked it over, and we have the site plans and floor plans and the notice requirements for the hearing. So at this point, I just want to ask if anyone needs to see any of these documents or has any objection to their entry in the record. If you do, click on the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. It just says raise hand, or if you're in the meeting room, let Ms. Schlater know you'd like to look at these. Not hearing or seeing any takers, I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 20. So, Ms. Lewis, let me swear again. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Fantastic. There we go. Good morning. My name is Erin Lewis. I am a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I'm presenting today a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached ADU. The application was deemed complete on April 9th, 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Developmental Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. We didn't receive any comments. Pursuant to WAC 197-11355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The CEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated May 10th, 2024. We issued the determinative of non-significance on April 7th of 2025. The CEPA appeal period ended on May 24th, 2024, with the notice of application. No appeals were filed, therefore the CEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, the subject parcel 48650040004 is 4.21 acres in size, addressed as 14176 Colony Avenue Southeast in Port Orchard, and is in South Kitsap and Commissioner District 2. This aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the north, west, and south are also zoned rural residential. To the east is Colony Avenue Southeast. The proposal is to construct a new 855 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit. The subject site has mapped erosion hazards, is relatively flat. A geological report was received from Envirotech Engineering demonstrating there are no critical area ordinance concerns. The site plan here shows the proposal with access from Colony Avenue Southeast, which is a county-maintained road. The site plan shows sufficient parking to meet parking requirements for the single-family residence and the ADU of 3 spaces. The applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 2,445 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU is 900 square feet. The floor plan helps us determine there are no existing accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary residence. Here's the primary residence elevations and the ADU elevations, demonstrating they are similar in design and style. And here's the floor plan for the ADU, demonstrating the size is 855 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17415015B. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 1,038 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable size is 900 square feet. The proposed ADU is 855 square feet. Dimensions are measured by interior measurements. The ADU is approximately 100 feet away from the primary structure. It will have similar appearance to the primary residence. It meets all the required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or a mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Colony Avenue Southeast, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17415015B and recommends approval as conditioned.
Okay, are there any questions? Ms. Lewis? No, pretty straightforward. All right, so are the applicants there? Do they want to add anything? Like I said, it's not required, but certainly if you want to say something, now would be the time.
The applicants are not here, no.
Okay, does anyone else there, Ms. Schlager, anyone participating virtually or in the room that might want to say something at this point?
I don't see anyone online. We do have a couple family members in person. Did you guys wish to speak at all? Okay, they've declined to speak.
Okay, all right. Well, that makes it even simpler. So we'll go ahead and close the hearing then. And as usual with these kind of applications, there, like I said, they're very straightforward and the criteria are very specific. And staff always assures those criteria are met by the time it gets to hearing. So no problem in making the approval. I'll get that approval out in the next couple of weeks. So thanks all for participating this morning. Have a great rest of the day.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.